Good afternoon. Today is May 29th. I'm Nancy Yeager, and I'm here with author Donna Keith, and we have four winners from the KCPT Young Writers Contest, and we're going to get started.
Well, one of the questions I have is, why do you like to write? Can you tell me, Owen, why you like to write?
I just think it's fun.
It's fun. That's good. That's the way I like to write, too, because it's fun. How about you?
Because I think it's fun to create things and write.
Okay. Good. How about you, Ronan?
I just think it's fun.
It's fun. Good. And William, is it fun for you?
It's fun.
It's fun to write. Okay.
Ronan, can you give us your full name, please?
Ronan.
Ronan Siegel.
Eleanor?
Eleanor Leslie.
Owen.
Owen Syme.
And William.
William Sylvia.
All right. Well, one of the other questions I have is, do you have plans to write other stories? Is there anything else you're working on?
Not really.
I'm planning on making one about a shark with a mouth, with a very large mouth.
A shark with a very large mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, that sounds like so much fun. Okay, Ronan, do you have any other stories in your head right now that you've been thinking about? How about you, William? Nothing. Okay, nothing right now. All right. Well, do you have a favorite book that you have read that is maybe your favorite that maybe inspired you to start writing? Has there been a favorite book, Eleanor?
Naughty Keeper.
Naughty Keeper. Okay. So what kind of book is that?
It's like a book about a naughty cat.
A naughty cat. Okay. So that kind of inspired you to write. Okay. Mm-hmm. How about you, Owen?
I don't know. I just thought of it.
Okay. Do you have a favorite book?
Not really.
Not really? Do you like to read other books?
Yeah.
You do? How about you, Ronan? Not any favorite books at this point that inspired this writing for you? Okay. William, do you have a favorite book? Okay. Well, what kinds of books would you like to write when you get older? Do you have any idea of the kinds of books you might like to write?
I would like to write chapter books. I just finished a chapter book.
Okay, so that's a good thing. Is there a certain, like, do you want to write mysteries? Do you want to write about animals? Do you want to write about true things?
I want to write about a chapter book about sea life and why you don't want to, like, eat fish and stuff.
Okay, because you really do like sea life yourself, obviously. That's really cool. Okay, Ronan, what about you? Do you have any aspirations to write when you're older?
Mystery.
Mystery books. Okay. Do you like to read mystery books? Those are one of my favorites as well. I love mystery books. Okay. Do you have any kind of mystery that you are thinking would be fun to write? Nothing in your head yet. Okay. William, do you have any idea about the kind of book you might like to write with your filter? No, nothing right now. Do you have certain books that you like to read right now?
Yeah.
What kind of books do you like to read?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Say that again?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh, so tell me what that's about.
It's about a kid who writes in his diary.
About a kid who writes in his diary, the Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Is that right? Cool. So would that be something you might like to write about when you get older? Something about how to keep a cool diary and share that with the public?
I don't know.
Not sure. Okay. How about you, Owen?
I'd like to write castle books when I get older.
Castle books. And why would you like to write castle books?
Because I just like castles.
Do you pick out picture books of castles, or do you read stories about knights and shining armor and all those kind of things?
Not really, but I'll find pretty interesting books about those.
Okay, that's cool. I once had a calendar with all kinds of castles on it. thought it was pretty cool. All right. Well, how does writing make you feel? How does writing make you feel? Owen, start with you.
I don't know. I just like it.
Like it. Does it give you, when you write a story, like the story you wrote for this context in one, did it make you feel like I've accomplished something?
Yeah.
Okay, good. How about you, Eleanor?
I feel like I just did something that helps the world.
Cool. Good. That's awesome. Ronan, what is that?
It kind of makes me feel good about myself.
Yeah. Good. How about you, William? Don't know how it makes you feel?
No.
So when you wrote this, what was your story about that you wrote?
The goose.
The goose. Okay. And do you like animals? Is that one reason you wrote about it?
Yeah.
Do you have a goose by any chance?
No.
No, but you wrote about a goose. I like that. That's cool. Well, so tell me a little bit about the writing process. When you write, do you make any kind of an outline when you write, or do you just start?
I outline them, then I fill them in at the end.
Okay, so you kind of outline what each part is going to be about and then fill it in at the end. How about you, Ronan?
I kind of make a picture of what it's going to be like in my head.
Okay, cool. That's great. Good news. All right, how about you?
What was the question I forgot?
When you write, what is the process that you go through? Do you just start?
I just start writing.
You just start writing. Awesome, that's great. And how about you, Owen?
Yeah, I'll kind of outline it and then fill it in at the end.
And fill it in at the end, okay. Where do you get your ideas? Where do your ideas for writing come from?
I just like think of them.
They just come into your head?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty awesome. Okay, how about you, Owen?
I feel like when I make a book, I'm like, I'm going to make a book today.
Okay. So it just, that's something, and then you just come up with ideas for that book?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, great. Ronan, where do you get your ideas?
I just think of ideas as I go.
As you go. Okay. And how about you, Ronan?
I think of ideas.
You think of ideas. They just come into your head?
Yeah.
Okay. So, have all of you written about animals in your stories? Okay, what was your story about, Ronan?
A soccer ball.
A soccer ball. Cool. And Eleanor, did you write about a fish, a shark, or what?
I wrote about a person who lives underwater in an underwater family, and her shark disappeared.
Okay, so cool. That's neat. And how about you, Owen?
I wrote about a dragon.
You wrote about a dragon. So there we go with the castles, dragons, all comes together there. And you wrote, William, you said about a goose. Are there any other characters in your book?
No.
Just the one goose, right? Oh, wow. That's pretty awesome. Okay, so do you think writing stories is easy or is it difficult? What would you tell someone else your age who wants to start writing? What would you tell them is important to do? Now, Eleanor, go ahead.
I would tell them that you just think of it and you could just make sure that's exactly what you want.
Okay. And William?
I tell them to think first before they start.
You tell them, say that again?
I tell them to think first before they start.
Think first before you start. Okay. And Ronan, what would you tell someone about writing that is important?
I would tell them just go with what you think you would do then. Just go with what you think is cool and
Something that they really like. Think about what you like and go with that. Okay, cool. How about you, Owen?
I think it's important to outline it and then fill it in at the end.
Okay. All right. And we have a new person. Can you tell us your name?
Ayana.
Ayana. And what's your last name?
Jane.
Ayana Jane. Ayana, what kind of book did you write?
I wrote about a dog.
You wrote about a dog. So we have several in here that have written about animals. We have about a goose and about a family that lives underwater with a shark. And now about a dog. And we have a dragon. Also an animal. And then a soccer ball. I love that. Okay, so Ayana, I asked some other questions here, and I want to ask you the same questions. My name is Donna Keith, by the way, and I am an author of children's books. It's nice to meet you. Why do you like to write, Ayana?
Well,
take your time.
I like to write stories, and it always is always fun because sometimes you win if you're in a contest, and sometimes you don't. All that really matters is if you try hard.
Right. Good. I like that. Well, do you have plans to keep writing more books?
Yeah.
Okay. What kinds of books do you think you would like to write?
About dogs, because I like dogs a lot.
So you plan to keep writing books about dogs. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Do you have a favorite book, maybe even a favorite book about a dog that inspires your writing?
Not really, but I just really like dogs.
Okay.
So.
Do you have a favorite book out there that you like to read, though?
I like the series Owl Diaries.
Okay, great. What about when you're older? If you continue writing when you're older, do you think you will continue writing about dogs, or do you think you'd like to write other kinds of stories?
Other kinds of stories.
And what kind of stories would you like to write maybe as an adult?
Probably about my childhood.
About your childhood. Oh, that would be incredibly interesting, I think. That would be awesome. Okay, so how does writing make you feel?
Good.
It makes you feel good. Can you share more about that? Does it give you a sense of I've accomplished something, or do you feel like you're helping people when you write? What? Tell me more.
It feels like you're an author and you're writing things for other people to read, like a real author.
Yeah, awesome. That sounds great. Well, okay, time to think of other questions that I might ask you. We still have more time. So how long did it take you to write your story? William, how long did it take you to write your story?
Probably 3 or 4 days.
3 or 4 days. That's good. You took some time with that then, yeah. Okay. And how about you, Ronan?
About a week.
About a week to write your story? Awesome. Eleanor?
2 days.
2 days. Good. Good job. Ellen?
About 3 to 4.
3 to 4 days. And Ayana?
4 and a half days.
4 and a half days to write your story. Wow. So, how did you learn about the contest?
Once my brother did it and he won third, so that's how I knew. But he couldn't come because he plays tennis and he went to a tennis tournament.
Okay, all right. So you heard about it through your brother because he entered it. Owen, how did you hear about this contest?
I entered it last year. I don't know how I found out about it.
Okay. And Eleanor?
I saw it on TV and I was like, Mom, I'm going to enter the writer's contest.
Wow, that's cool. And Ronan?
I heard about it at school.
You heard about it at school. And how about you, William?
At school.
You heard about it at school. Okay. Do you have plans to write over the summer vacation? And if so, do you have any ideas for what you might write?
No.
Nope, you're going to take a break?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
how about you?
Plan on writing anything?
Eleanor?
Yeah, I'm going to probably get to write the entire summer vacation because I love to write and I'm practicing doing cursive.
Oh, great. Wonderful. Ronan? Not for sure. How about you, William?
Uh-oh.
Not for sure? Okay.
Time for one more question.
Do you believe, let's put it this way. Why do you think writing is important? Ayana?
If you wanted to be a author, it would make you have better books. Like you might get, maybe if you be an author, you might get a silver award on your book, or a gold award, or a bronze award.
Okay.
And that would feel like you actually achieved something big.
Great, Dad. Thank you so much. That's awesome. Owen, why do you think writing is important?
Because if you don't learn how to write, you wouldn't be able to send a letter.
That's true. Absolutely. How about you, Eleanor? Why is writing important?
Because if you wanted to tell somebody something and that live far away, you could send a letter.
Okay, good. Ronan?
I think writing is important because if nobody wrote, then nobody would read, and you need to read to be smarter.
Oh, good answer. That's great, too. All these are great answers. How about you, William? Why is writing important? Not sure why it's important? Okay. Well, thank you all. This is wonderful. I've sure enjoyed meeting you today, and congratulations.
Thank you.